It is amazing the sublimity of the doctrine that St. Paul explained in today's epistle. We are incorporated to the mystical body of Christ through baptism, which means that Jesus Christ communicate the work of our redemption to our soul by offering himself to God the Father in holy sacrifice. But this incorporation obviously means that we are dead to sin. We don't belong anymore to the slavery of Satan. Sin makes us a slave of Satan. This is something that we have to keep in our minds, that sin is the real evil for our soul. When we receive a baptism, we died to all those evil things. Our original sin is erased, and if we were baptized being an adult, all our actual sins were forgiven. They don't exist anymore. And we are incorporated to the mystical body of Christ. This reality is obviously the tremendous gift that comes from the compassion of Jesus Christ. Since obviously is the obstacle to see God, is the obstacle to live in peace, is the obstacle to enter in the kingdom of heaven. Even though we commit venial sins, we cannot go straight to heaven with venial sin. We have to wait in purgatory if we don't, satisfy in this life for those sins. That's why it's very important to keep, in our mind and heart this tremendous dignity. You remember the conversation of Nicodemus and Jesus Christ when Nicodemus went to talk with Jesus during the night for fear of the Jews. Jesus Christ had told him, if anyone is not born again, cannot enter in the kingdom of heaven. And Nicodemus never heard something like that. And he was a rabbi, doctor of the synagogue. So Nicodemus replied, how an old man can go back to the womb of his mother? And Jesus answered, Amen, I say to thee, if anyone is not born by water and the Spirit, cannot enter in the kingdom of heaven. And this is obviously the fruit of our redemption. St. Paul the Apostle explained, in today's epistle, that whoever dies in Christ, he lives in Christ. So the old man died, obviously, when we receive the sanctifying grace and we are a new man. Now, obviously, this life still for us a long journey, dangerous for our soul. That's why the liturgy chooses this gospel, today's gospel, in order to make us understand that we need a spiritual food that keep us strong in order to keep going in this life to the kingdom of heaven. And many people couldn't go, obviously, to the adult catechism camp, And that's why I want to share a very inspired talk from one of the nuns, talking precisely about this journey to the kingdom of heaven. In the prayer of this Mass, which is called Collect, we read, O God, of all power and might, who art the giver of all good things, implant in our heart the love of thy name, increase in us through religion. So, you know, when we receive baptism, obviously, we are incorporated to the mystical body of Christ. Religion is the union, our union with God. This is religion. Why the Church is still asking to increase in this true religion, in the virtual religion? Because our weakness. That's why we need some means in order to be able to grow in this tremendous union with Christ. And then Sister, Siomorai Sister, explained four. Four means that really help us to increase in this supernatural union with Christ. The first one, prayer. To pray is very important for us, because prayer is the way to obtain any blessing, any grace that we need. Actually, Jesus Christ Himself advises us to pray in order not to enter into temptation. Sometimes we maybe neglect in this beautiful task, I mean prayer, because the all the activities that we have scheduled, that we have to in this world. Well, prayer is very important. Oportet semper orare, said Jesus Christ. It is necessary to pray always. Don't think that, I already pray in the morning, so I am fine with God. No. The day has 24 hours. Obviously, it's a few hours you sleep, but the other time, we had to leave the presence of God. Just making, for example, the sign of the cross. When you are going to some place, doing some sin, driving, making the sign of the cross, even has indulgences. So prayer is very important in order to keep united with Christ and to grow in this union with Him and to put away any possible attack from the world, from the devil, from our concupiscences, because original sin. The second one is sufferings. So, sometimes we have sufferings, or maybe every day we suffer, depends. So, we have a great opportunity to make these sufferings crosses, sacrifices, offered to God. You know, the word sacrifice is sacred things that we can offer to God. I have a headache, offer it up. You know, anything that can happen to us, driving, for example, well, that's happening every day. So that's why offer it up. Don't be impatient, don't say anything, just keep silent, offer it up. This is a good sacrifice that really keep you united with Christ. You grow in with Christ. You grow in religion, in this union. The third one, I like this, sacrament. Sacrament. Don't think that the baptism is enough. No. We need, you know, this spiritual food. Actually, in today's gospel, Jesus Christ seen the multitude of people. 4,000 people following him in the desert. for 3 days already, and Jesus immediately says, I have a compassion on the crowd. I have a compassion on them because they follow me for 3 days, and I am afraid that going back to their homes, they may faint because lack of food. So this miracle was real, the multiplication of bread. It was real, but at the same time, it's kind of like a parable, an image of the sacrament. Actually, at the end, the gospel says that the leftover were 7 baskets. This is not coincident. This is the 7th sacrament. Especially the Holy Eucharist. We need to receive our Lord in order to be strengthened, you know, in virtue that maybe it's hard for us to practice. The sacraments are channel of the grace of God. Confession, for example, is a sacrament that you can receive, you know, many times. It's not like baptism or confirmation or holy order or matrimony, except if one of them die, but it's just you can receive just once. But the other sacraments, like confession and communion, well, you can receive every day, you know, and that really helps us in order to keep focusing in God, in order to be strengthened in our, you know, from our weakness, to be strengthened in a virtue, in order not to fall into sin. Remember, you are dead to sin, but alive in Christ. And the 4 things that sister mentioned, I like this, his example. Good example. Jesus Christ said, you know, make your light shine to others. Make your light shine to others. And the analogy that a sister used was the sanctuary lamp is here. The sanctuary lamp is lit. You can see a little fire there. Well, this flame means that Jesus is in the Holy Sacrament. This is the light that we have in our soul, says sister. The grace of God. This is the light of our faith. Make your light shine to others. Which means live as a Catholic, true Catholic. Don't be involved with the world. Maybe the world will criticize you because you are strange. Don't pay attention. They are strange to God. That's why. You are not strange to God. And this is, you know, a great opportunity to be charitable with others by making shine our light, our faith, our behavior in imitation of Christ. And this is actually something that really, really helps us. So sometimes the devil is very clever. The devil will tempt you with human respect. No. Just human respect, out. Bury it. Just be you. Be, you know, Catholic. And you will live in peace. So prayer, sufferings, sacrament, example, are way that help us to grow in union with Christ. Jesus Christ in you is in your heart, in your soul, through grace, like here in his real presence in the Holy Sacrament. The sanctuary lamp is lit. It has to be lit. Obviously, and this is for sacristans, be careful, because the sacristan neglects the light is for a few hours, is a moral sin. He has to keep lit, the light. When The Holy Sacrament is in the tabernacle. So this is obviously something that we have to keep in mind, that when we neglect in our behavior, moral behavior, when we commit a moral sin, for example, we neglect. The light is extinguished. That's why it's very important to be careful against, you know, all the temptation. Saint Peter say, obviously, in his epistle, brother, be sober, be watchful, for your adversary, the devil. The devil is your enemy. He's our enemy. He's our enemy. The world proclaims Satan as the great leader. We don't. Our great leader and Lord is Jesus Christ. So let your, you know, make your light shine to others. A good example. And receive the sacrament while you have them. While you have a priest, just use it in order to increase in this union with Christ. And so to be able one day to see God forever and ever in his kingdom. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.